Good morning, everyone. I want to welcome you to another episode of our EBC Prayer Podcast. I hope you're doing great this morning. I am your host, Dr. Victoria Dad, the First Lady and co-pastor of Elion Bible Church Apostolic in New Jersey. I just want to remind you of God's strength. He can do more for us than we can ever think of, because He's God. And like the songwriter said, there's no one like Him. He can do so much for us. And because of that, we can have refuge in Him. Because of all He can do for us, He can become the strength of our life. And He will take care of us if we trust Him. Let's go to our scripture today. Will be taken from Isaiah 12 verse 2. And it reads, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and be not afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is my salvation." God is reminding us today that He's our salvation. And because of that, we can trust Him. And just know that He is our strength, the strength of our life. He's Jehovah. He can do for us what we can't even think of or do for ourselves. So let us pray today. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You for everything. We thank You for another day that You'll bring us together to pray. And God, we are coming to You and asking for Your direction, Your covering and protection over us. As we go through this day, Lord, we know that You are our refuge. We know that You are our strength. And we know, God, that You can do great things for us more than we can even do for ourselves. We know, God, that You have the power to do abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think of. And so, God, because of that, God, we can celebrate You today. We can rejoice in You because You are our strength. You are higher than anything that can come our way because You are God. You can do more for us than we can even do for ourselves. And so, God, we are asking You as we go through this day to cover us under Your blood. Keep us safe from danger, seen and unseen. Keep us, God, under Your connection, God. Help us to focus on You. Help us not, God, to turn our back on You. Help us not to forget You, but help us to remember that You are God. And God, that You can do great things for us if we just surrender to You. Help us, Lord God, to be connected to the power of God. Because greater is You, God, that is in us than He that is in the world. And so, Lord God, as we go through this day, we thank You for reminding us that You are God is our salvation. Oh God, for reminding us that God, the things that You can do for us more than what we can even do for ourselves, because You are our salvation. Thank You for reminding us today that we need to trust You. We need to take You at Your word. We need to depend upon You. We need to see the power of God move in our life. As the scriptures say, God, because You reminded us that You are our refuge and strength. You reminded us that You are God, and that God, You are greater than the things we could ever ask or think of. You can do more for us than we can even do it for ourselves. So help us to trust You, not give up on You. God, not get caught up to the things of this world that we lose focus on You. But as we go through this day, God, help us to remember we serve a God who is able to do abundantly above all we could ever ask or think of. And help us as we go through this day, God, to think of You, to pray, to seek You, to rejoice, to surrender to You so that Your will can be done in us. Lord, we thank You. Help us not to be afraid, God. Sometimes we get caught up and we get afraid because we don't know what will happen. Unsure, God, of the future. And sometimes, God, we unsure lead to afraid, disappointment. But God, we are asking You today, God, to help us not to get discouraged. Help us not to get disappointed. Help us not to be afraid, but to trust You and believe that we serve a God who is able to do more than we could ever ask or think of. Help us to believe You, God. Take You at Your word. And God, so that your will can be done in us, that you can move on us in a mighty way, use us in a mighty way, take hold of us in a mighty way, cover us under the blood in a mighty way. God, we thank you for this day. And we thank you, God, for everyone who's praying and listening to this podcast, that the power of God will move upon each and every one of them. And God, that they will trust you. They will believe you. They will not be afraid of you. But they will understand that, God, your desire for us is prosperity. Your desire to bless us. Your desire, God, is to have us have a good day if we just surrender to you. He said, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength. Help us to remember that as we go through this day, that you are our strength. You are our God. You are our Redeemer. You are the great God. And God, help us to remember that so we can sing, so we can rejoice, so we can pray, so we can worship you, so we don't have to be afraid of God, of the desires of this world, but we can be rejoicing in you, knowing that God will come true and help us when we surrender to him. God, help all who are listening to this podcast. Oh, Father God, that the power will move in their life and transform them into the people of God we are all destined to become. Lord God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. You say, because you help us all to become the God, the people you desire for us to become, because you are God of our salvation. Help us, Lord, not to give up now, not to turn back, not to surrender to this world, but to surrender to you, to trust you wholeheartedly, to remember you wholeheartedly, to remember that you are God, and to remind ourselves that you are God of our salvation. And God, we can trust you. We can depend upon you. We can give our life to you so that, God, your will can be done in us. Help us to stop being so afraid. Stop giving up on you, oh God, and surrender to you so your will can be done in our life. Father, we pray for all of our family. We pray, God, for those who are close by and those who are far away. We pray for everyone, God, who are connected to you, who are members of the church, God. We pray for everyone, God, who are praying. We pray for everyone who are singing. We pray for every pastor, every leader, oh God, every choir member, every musician, God, every praise and worshipers, everyone, every usher, everyone, God, who are serving you, we pray for them. And we ask, God, that they will continue to trust you, depend upon you. We pray for every parents and every siblings and everyone that's related, God, to your people. We pray for them. God, move upon this world. Move upon them, God. Our president and our leaders, God. Oh, God, move upon everyone in authority. And God, we pray that you will touch them, God, that they will all seek you and surrender to you. Let the power of God take hold, God, of all of your people near and far, so all of us can experience you in the way that you desire for us to experience you. We thank you for another day and another prayer session, God. And God, bless all of us this day. Cover us all in your blood and lead us, God, to have a great day. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank each and every one of you for praying with me today. And we know that God is our salvation. He's our refuge. He's our strength. And because of that, we can trust him and don't have to be afraid. I'm praying that you have a great day today, that you continue to believe God, and we'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.